Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
Well, exactly 75 years ago, this speaking voice you're listening to caught his first glimpse of the world, where he'd been waiting patiently in his mother's womb for approximately 9 months just to come out screaming and crying. I'm so glad my mother went through what she did to bring a new life into this world. I got some firsthand views from a much different perspective as I was in the birthing room with my wife on four separate occasions, individually, and boy were they great deliveries, four sons. I could spend the rest of my allotted time speaking to the life of the unborn, when it begins, and the way this country is divided on this issue. So many times I've listened to the view of others, and I want to ask them this question. If nothing was really done when this heartbeat was discovered, would it keep on growing? Well, since the leak from the Supreme Court, we've seen a lot of weird things happen and said and discouraging comments that make no sense whatsoever. Marching on to the private property of judges that cannot be persuaded, or otherwise by this mob mentality that has grown from this progressive movement. Well, since it's my birthday, I get to have one more rant. This would be hypocrisy. I have a friend of a friend who's telling us this great whopper of a story the other day. I think they live in Southern California somewhere, where it was that the national anthem was supposed to be played before this Little League game, but the announcer couldn't get the tape queued up in time for the players on the field and the fans in the stands. So he just said, quote, we'll just skip the national anthem for this one game. As it was, everybody was standing, hats off, covering their hearts, waiting, all but this one lady. She refused to stand for the anthem. Her, the only one in the stands, kind of stood out. She was sitting right below the announcer's booth when she made this call. She got up and spoke something that sounded like, you know, I've sung this national anthem before. Many events. Would you want me to sing it? I don't know if he saw her sitting down on her hands, but he declined the offer. Others knew that she had a decent voice, but really weren't paying attention like this friend of a friend of mine. When we were talking about this whole incident, we both looked at each other in the eye and didn't say a thing. We couldn't. I know what he was thinking, the same thing as me. She would not stand for the anthem, but she would belt out the land of the free and the home of the brave. Height of hypocrisy. Let me repeat that a different way. The individual would stand and sing the national anthem, but she would not stand and listen to the anthem. We, this country, is in for a long haul, and don't get me started about the percentage drop in the belief in God. This has been Mike Jones for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.